The Federal Aviation Administration says it has fixed the problems that led to an emergency evacuation of the U.S. Capitol last month. A series of communication errors led Capitol Hill police to believe an unidentified private plane was headed for downtown Washington, D.C. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, it's unclear whether the changes can prevent another false alarm or deter a real attack.
On June 9, a private plane left Cincinnati, Ohio, carrying Kentucky Governor Ernie Fletcher to the state funeral of former President Ronald Reagan. Shortly after takeoff, the pilot realized his transponder was broken and could not send crucial identifying information to air controllers. The FAA knew the plane was okay to land at Reagan National Airport, but when security officials looked at their radar screens, they saw an unidentified plane. They called an FAA specialist and asked about that plane. Today, the FAA's Linda Schussler told Congress that's where a key miscommunication occurred.
The specialist did not see an unidentified primary target on the radar display because there was a data tag attached to the target in question.
That data tag or identifier was visible to the FAA, invisible to Homeland Security and other agencies responsible for keeping unauthorized aircraft away from Washington, D.C. As a result, Black Hawk helicopters and fighter jets were scrambled. The Capitol building was evacuated in a panic, all because of a harmless plane that ended up landing safely. The FAA assured lawmakers the technical glitch has been fixed. All agencies involved can see the same radar image now, but this simple explanation for a very complicated follow-up left a lot of questions unanswered. Congressman James Oberstar of Minnesota found it incredible that the FAA hadn't figured out procedures for dealing with broken transponders.
That's what happened on September 11. The Al-Qaeda terrorists, first thing they did when they got into the cockpit, took over the aircraft, was turn off the transponder.
Again, the agency said it now has clear procedures for dealing with these anomalies, and the FAA says that private planes with busted transponders will not be allowed to enter the secure airspace around Washington, D.C. But many members wondered about the point of that zone. Even though private planes are banned from the most restricted area, the FAA regularly grants waivers so emergency planes and elected big shots can fly small planes into Reagan National. Congressman John Micah of Florida said those waivers are unsafe and unfair.
If we can't make it fair for everyone and secure, I want TSA, Homeland Security, and FAA to stop granting waivers. If the private sector is going to suffer, then so should everyone else.
Other members were more worried about the failure to mount much of a response to the imagined threat. According to a report in today's Washington Post, fighter jets were scrambled but never received an order to shoot down the plane, which faced only an unarmed aircraft and a lightly armed helicopter. Oregon's Peter DeFazio found the whole situation almost comic.
I mean, is this true? I mean, is this really accurate? Do you think this is going to work against a determined terrorist who's attempting to evade using cloud cover or whatever else? I mean, this is adequate?
NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, said in a statement, "The fact that the unidentified plane landed without incident on June 9th indicates that the procedures developed since 9/11 work." Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.